This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2169, How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of daringliving.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Now we're going to jump right into another article as we optimize your life. How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of daringliving.com. Are you sick and tired of feeling afraid and timid all the time? Friend, know that you're not alone. You're going to be just fine. Being afraid had been a huge part of my life growing up. I hated myself for being held back by my fears and not putting myself out there to try new things and do the things I actually wanted to do. Over the last few years, I've slowly evolved my relationship with fear. I've grown from hiding from fear to confronting my fear to finally acknowledging fear and now sitting with it. What I learned is that you can build so much strength from fear. Fear is a very negative and uncomfortable feeling. You feel very uncertain and unsafe. Sometimes we're not even feeling afraid of the outcome, we're simply feeling afraid to feel that fear. If you're feeling very fearful toward a situation right now, I want to offer you three simple steps to manage that fear better. Three steps to managing and overcoming your fear. Number one, name that fear. If you're feeling afraid, you need to call out that fear and identify it. Oftentimes when we're confronted by fear, the automatic response is to protect ourselves and hide from that fear. But what if you can lean in toward it just a bit and identify what that fear actually looks like to you? What exactly are you afraid of? Are you afraid of failing? Are you afraid of others' opinions about you? Are you afraid of people leaving you? Are you afraid of not being good enough? Sometimes for one situation, there can be multiple types of fears. Instead of simply feeling afraid, try listing out exactly what your fears are so you can call them out. Number two, analyze your fear. Determine if the result is worth these fears. After you have listed out your fears, go through each of the fears and ask yourself these questions. Is my desire for the result greater than this fear? Is this the kind of fear that excites me and scares me at the same time? Will I regret not having done this one day if I choose to give in to my fear? If your answer is yes to all three of these questions, you should probably pursue this fear. Nowadays, I use fear as a compass to guide me. You're feeling afraid because it means something to you. And number three, change your story about that fear. Once you have decided to pursue the action, the next step is to change your thinking around that fear. You need to create a more empowering reason for feeling afraid. Fear is simply a feeling. When we feel fear, we're creating our own definition and meaning about why we're feeling afraid. Instead of defaulting to a negative thought and story for yourself, you can purposefully create deliberate, more empowering thoughts for that feeling. For example, I'm scared of public speaking. The negative story about that fear would be, I'll mess up, people will laugh at me, I'll forget my lines. The more empowering story for that fear would be, doing this is important to me. I will grow from this experience. My desire to spread my ideas is much more important than my fear. What I want to share is valuable, so people really be focusing on what I say instead of how I'm behaving. Notice the difference between these thoughts and how they can really influence how you feel about that situation. Either way, you are feeling afraid, but the thoughts about that fear are now different. Excitement versus fear. Also, did you know that the feeling of excitement and fear actually produce the same type of chemical release in your body? But what differentiates us from feeling fear compared to feeling excitement is simply our own interpretation of that feeling. It's crazy, right? So next time if you feel afraid, you can really justify your feeling by saying, I am excited about blank instead. This will change your entire story and thoughts about the situation. About courage. To live a daring life means to embrace and accept every piece of us, including our insecurities, our imperfections, and our fears. I know very well that sometimes we hide from fear and we refuse to feel it. But during those vulnerable moments, if you feel afraid, acknowledge it for being there and still decide to show up to do what you wanted to do anyways, repeatedly, again and again. That is called courage. You need to be afraid to be strong. Sometimes in order to grow, you need to face your fears to be better than who you were. And it is only when you are able to embrace yourself completely can you truly live a more honest, courageous, and passionate life. This is what living a daring life is all about. You just listened to the post titled, How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of daringliving.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Shirley. This one is tough, and many of us come to places like this podcast or seminars or books, to try to overcome deep-rooted fears. And it's difficult. I definitely get it. And sometimes it needs a bit more, like help from a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, psychiatrist, what have you. This sounds like I'm about to go into an ad about therapy, but I'm not. I'm just saying that this can be really difficult for many, and sometimes getting outside help is what's needed. So I wanted to throw that in there. But with that, have a great rest of your day. Hopefully not a fearful day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.